Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Griffin here. None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song! Hello.
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve.
And I'm Bones.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
Red logo on Friday. Sailors say hooray. Red logo midweek. Yep, sailors can listen all week. It's Killed to Death. Steve, you're back from Montreal.
Yeah, the great MTL.
Last week, of course, guest host Reese, me and him, suggested some things that you should check out in Montreal. So I'm just wondering if you managed to make it to the Little Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
If you tried Montreal steak spice. What are the other ones here? I've got them down.
I haven't even got to listen to this yet. I don't know. This is new to me.
The erupting Mount Royal.
Oh, yeah. I did get to go to that. They make you wear a face mask.
Or the club where the hot air balloon operators, the guys who make the club where they all presumably must hang out.
And why is that? Just because?
Because Reese imagines Montreal to be European.
Well, yeah, they all live there in between their shifts. You can't fly a hot air balloon at night. So
sailors take fright.
Yes, sailors hate the night. And sailors love our pod. If you're listening to this at sea, thank you.
Oh, yes, a special to all of our nautical listeners.
A real
hoist the sails
to all our boat lovers.
And swab the poop decks to Steve.
No, I won't. Today I went to the dentist, which is something everyone should be doing in time for pre-holidays. You're about to be eating all the hard candy you can get your grubby little paws on.
That's so right. You got to get them sharpened up.
I think you need to sharpen your gnashes so you can chomp on all of the holiday goods. So here's some tips, some few things you can ask for at the dentist you might not know that they have available to you. We all know about the traditional cleaning, but they offer a lot of other services as well.
Yes. So they'll sometimes with the fluorides, they'll ask if you want a specific flavor. Like, hey, but do you want the? Hey, you want banana?
Yeah, you do. You go to an Italian-ish dentist.
I go to New York for my dentistry.
Right.
Oh, or do you want mint? But
hey,
my
I'm,
tip is
scraping here.
Yeah. You can ask them to put anything you want through those tubes. It doesn't have to be not only flavored fluoride, but fluoride at all.
Hmm. Well, you don't even need fluoride. You can get that in the water.
Yeah. So I like to go there, and while they are busy working away at my teeth, if I'm hungry or something, I like to have like a bag of chips that I can just shove into the tube machine.
And then you get liquid chip.
Liquid chip. How the astronauts do it.
And speaking of modifying their equipment, what I like to do is I like to take that little suction tube and I like to turn it instead into one of those machines that hooks up to my little my keyboard, and you can sing through it.
So, what?
You know that instrument where you can sing through a tube?
Sing through a tube? No.
Really?
There's one knot out there, but for me,
they put the tube in their mouth and they go like wow or something, and then it like modifies their voice, and you can kind of, and it like hooks up to a little mini
keyboard. No, but it sounds cool.
It's awesome, and instead of the regular old suction tube, I replace it with that. Everyone is curious, go look up a video of that and just put keyboard sucks into YouTube and see what comes up.
And my final tip is find one with a good aquarium. All dentists have an aquarium, but I've been burnt before. Yeah. Some are hidden?
Well, all dentists have them. Some are just not right out in the open.
That's true, yeah. Some are down in the basement because the dentist wants it all for himself.
It could be nice in between, and maybe it's a busy day in between appointments.
You know what's concerning to me? So I'm just realizing now, all aquariums have that little tube that goes in the top and sucks stuff out.
Oh,
and all
boy.
Dentists have that little tube that puts things into your mouth. And I've never known why all dentists have an aquarium.
And I never know why I leave with a bit of fish poop in my mouth every time from the dentist. And now, so my final tip is that you can use that little mirror to check yourself out on the way out.
Oh, yes, this is a good tip for all of our hot listeners.
Well, they
make
use
sure
that
to
tiny little mirror.
Look at your ass.
Check out your ass. You can never actually check out your ass very well with traditional mirrors. You might need
two. True, but that little one you can kind of...
But that little one, it curves around and it's on a little stick for you. So if you do want to get a look at what everyone else is looking at, use that tiny mirror.
Steve, this has been a lot of fun, but do you want to...
We're done the show.
Would you like to solve a murder?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're here for. We solve one murder every week with the help of someone related to the case.
It's the best part of the show.
Hey, the dentistry tips are pretty good, too.
I don't know. We do them every week. People are getting sick of them.
It's always the same ones. We should have figured it out by now. Learn about that tube instrument.
Gotta learn what that's called. Oh, maybe next week.
The victim, Tom, found dead in a trailer park. Today's guest, Greta, Tom's neighbor who found his body. Greta, hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Is it?
Yeah. I've never been on a mic before, and I'm, I don't know, a little bit starstruck. You two are idols.
What? You've heard the show before.
Yeah, I listen to every episode. It's my favorite podcast.
Wow.
I am so glad then that tragedy finally befell you.
I know. I was like, what are the odds? I gotta get unkilled to death.
What's your favorite episode?
28.
28. Maybe that's like Matt McCreed or Callum or something.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks for
listening. Cool.
That's awesome. It's so nice to meet a fan. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks.
Are you coming in from your trailer right now?
Yeah. I'm satellite. I used my satellite coming in from Casa Mia.
Where is your park?
In Michigan.
You are having a blast.
I am. I really am. No, I am. Michigan. Yeah. Grand Ole State. I went to Michigan State. Grew up here. And that's my life.
I've always wondered what it's like to live in a trailer park. I feel like I would enjoy that lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, you have your space. You're pretty close to your neighbors, but nothing too crazy. You know, if you all get along great, it's awesome. If you don't, I mean, you might have some issues, but you do have to, your water comes from a well.
Like hooked up to the trailer or you have to carry out your bucket to a kind of pulley well?
We've got to carry buckets. We're a bucket forward park as opposed to pipes.
Do you remove of waste in buckets as well?
Yes. Everything's bucket,
bucket forward.
Yeah. You might live in a park that's bucket backward and... basket. I mean, it's really what the community wants and the
right
mayor,
by bucket
so.
Backward you mean a normal trailer park.
Griffin.
You mentioned this is what the community wants. Does it mean you like voted to be a bucket park? Or are there other things you vote on?
Yeah, we voted for everything. We voted for to be a slide exiting park. So none of the trailers have stairs. It's just slides.
Oh, how do you get, how do you get up?
On all fours.
So you have to climb up the slide.
Yes.
Are they metal?
Plastic.
Oh, okay.
Well, better for the summer.
Yeah.
Better for the summer. It does get, Michigan is famously the United States' hottest state.
I mean, as far as tourism.
Steve.
This is really helpful for new listeners to identify who is who.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's home. So, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to shake this line of questioning. Where do you pour the poo and pee?
The ocean. I'll
say back in the well.
Oh, no.
Oh, the ocean. What ocean?
The Pacific.
Oh.
You put it onto a train or something? Or?
Yeah. Who's taking it
there? Yeah, we take the trains. We've got great railroads. The trains.
Amtrak, ships it out. Do they know you're doing this, or is this kind of a run towards the Amtrak while it's at the station in the dark?
I feel like you've never known community before. We've got a deal with the government.
What is the deal?
Let the park in Michigan, Trailer Park, Rose Trailer Park in Michigan, dispose of their bucket forward waste through Amtrak and all corresponding states into the Pacific Ocean, notwithstanding wherever else.
What do they get out? Why does the government agree to this?
Yeah, what's the deal?
We give them huge, they get all of our children.
They get your huge children or all of your children? Sorry.
Huge amounts of children. And by that, I mean, there's a program with all, I don't know. Why am I talking so much about the park? Sorry. I just got defensive.
No, it's all good. I just want to picture it and I want to be there before we start talking about Tom.
Anything could be a clue.
That's right. Okay, I better talk about everything then. Yeah, so all of our children end up working for the government. It's a state-funded system. They get a priority hiring for the government, and that's basically what happens. And
government
so
has like first dibs, like draft rights to any kids that seem particularly adept at anything. They have hiring rights.
Yeah, and that only started 2 years ago.
My question was more poo. No, mine is too. What were you doing with the poo before then? Don't worry, we're still on that.
The well.
You've heard the show.
Oh, it was the well.
Okay, all right. So actually, it's good that you struck this deal.
Yeah.
And then how does the loading work? Like, are you guys putting the buckets onto a passenger car?
We walk the
buckets. You have to rent seats on the train and then put the buckets in the individual seats.
Yeah, they all have to get seat belted. There's no tops. The tops would blow off.
Wait, is this like a convertible car?
It's an open top train.
How windy is it in the train?
It's an open top train.
That's cool. I've never been on one of those.
And there's a guy in the back that makes it go, you know. It's a hand engineered.
Oh, so it's like one of those in a cartoon, the pumps.
Oh, correct.
Now, oh my God, I think the job I would want least on an open train where all the buckets are open filled with waste is the job at the back of the train.
Yeah, I mean, someone has to do it.
That's true. And do you know what happens once it's like at the ocean? Is it this guy's responsibility to pour them out?
I don't know everything that happens in the world. I mean, I might look like I do.
For the listeners, wearing glasses.
Steve.
Can I ask what you do? Were you one of the children who got a job with the government?
No, that was after my time. No.
Oh, right. You remember the well days.
I remember the well days. 2021. My job is I'm a midwife.
Oh, nice. That seems stressful.
I'm a trailer midwife. It is. It is. I mean, I currently waiting for my neighbor to hurry up and give birth. But I'll just decide. Oh,
you don't get paid
do
until that baby comes.
No, of course not. No, no, no. As if. So I really like to make sure they come out fast.
And I'm sure the government is also invested in making sure everything is a success. I mean, this is a child promise to them.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. So I do the best I can.
Now let's talk about Tom. You said some trailer parks you get along well with your neighbors, some you don't. Tom was yours. Where do you fall with him?
Tom's interesting. Well, full disclosure, I mean, I've decided to come on here and be honest. Tom and I were friends. He didn't live super close to me, just a few trailers down, but we were friends and we had a little bit of a falling out. It's honestly, it's nothing. And we're no longer friends, but at the time of his passing.
What was the falling out? Can I ask?
Okay. So there's a wedding. The town mayor found a bride and, oh, this is funny.
I'm weeping.
Yeah, well, trailer park mayor found a bride.
Oh, it's the mayor of just the trailer park.
Yes. We've got a full, we have a Senate. We have a House of Commons.
Oh, wow.
But you're still and putting your poo on a train. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, some things. You're still wearing brown, Griffin, so some things
okay,
will never change.
She got you there.
Greta.
Well, so it was a big to-do, was to be a big summer, you know, the mayor's getting married to Christabel. And I was actually put in charge of making sure all the children were ready.
What's on your hand? Sorry.
My hair, it's falling out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's the water. It's coming from the well. Anyway, I was put in charge of, we were both on the children planning committee. And, anyway, we just got into a bit of a kerfuffle. And you know, when you have friends and you think, does this person serve me? And I came to the conclusion that Tom no longer did. And, it's just really what
was the disagreement?
He spoke to me in a way that I disagreed.
What can I ask? What he said?
Is it a tone thing, or did he actually say something?
I don't appreciate. If it were a tone thing, would that be wrong of me to cut a friendship? All right.
It just seemed like you were avoiding saying what had been said. Or something was said in particular.
No, something was said. I just don't see how it's pertinent. But all right. You know, being a listener.
You didn't tell us about the mayor's wedding. So there's much to be learned about anything here.
Who wouldn't want to hear about Mayor Paul's wedding?
Well, I want to hear more, actually. But for
now. All right. I'll talk about Tom. So imagine you're a spry 40-year-old woman. You've had a career behind you. You have some in front of you. You've been put in charge of planning who does what in terms of the children and to sort of the most important person in the town's wedding, and you're decorating the hall with ribbons, and all of a sudden Tom, your friend of many years, walks up to you, looks at you straight in the eye, and says, Greta, you have something in your teeth.
And your problem was with his tone?
My problem was a friend. Who does that? Who does that?
You don't embarrass someone like that. You let your friend have that thing in their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean,
I once sat in gum and then I sat in something that was brown, and I had a friend who noticed and didn't tell me for the entire night. And I went and I did two comedy shows with them, and they didn't even tell me it looked like I had a bunch of poo on the back of my pants.
What color is your pants?
It was like a light brown.
No.
It was like a khaki.
No.
That's what a friend should do.
That's a good friend.
I don't know her. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it wasn't just that. I don't know. It just bothered me so much in the moment, you know? Not so much.
Did you have other stresses that it hit especially hard?
I mean, there's always a baby coming. So I feel like I'm constantly on edge, and nobody seems to understand that. Most of all, Tom, who just kind of marched to the beat of his own Tom. Anyway, Greta. So I was sitting. Oh, Griffin.
Steve.
I was sitting in that hall feeling so stupid, humiliated, embarrassed, sorry for myself. And I just thought, that's not a friend. That's an enemy.
Right.
And gosh, it's so different hearing, being a listener of the show and being on the show. I'm getting kind of shy, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Well, you can ask us anything you'd like, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
To feel more comfortable. Okay. You know, behind the scenes questions you might have.
Who's been your worst guest?
Steve?
I've never been a guest. You know what, Eric?
Oh yeah, that's a friend I feel comfortable saying.
I was trying to pick a very close friend who wouldn't care. And you know what? It's gonna go to Eric.
So what made it so bad? I mean,
well, you heard the episode. I mean, he was a disaster.
I did.
What'd you think?
So true. I love all of them. I think you do such good work. I really do. I wonder, I think you should be paid more. How much do you make?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we should be paid more too.
We're in a kerfuffle.
How long after this confrontation was it that you found him dead?
Well, it would have been months. I mean, the wedding was in the last summer, and so I found him dead just a couple of days ago. So yeah, I mean, I guess.
What? So you 5 months? And you haven't talked to him that entire time?
No, I honestly not even a text. Not even a page.
Did you cross paths? Did you have awkward, you know, you're both at the well, you don't say anything?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's the epitome of awkwardness, Steve. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm just, I don't know, it's awkward.
I do. When I run into an ex-friend at the well, there's nothing exactly more relatable.
What I want to do is delete our 40 years of friendship and the time prior to that. And I just kind of forget it ever happened. And now, of course, it's crazy that he's no longer here, but
No, yeah, let's talk about you finding his body. Where was this?
The body where I found it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on the pathways in between trailers 10 and 11, the Michigans and the Johnstons, two very prominent families in
Michigan.
And at first it looked like he was sleeping, and I thought, that's not uncommon, you know, for Tom to just take a little nap, amongst grass, but there was, I mean, it's where we rest, our community values rest, very much, 7-9 hours. Oh, of course. I found him and I thought, oh, he's just resting. And then it just didn't look too right, you know, when skin gets blue. And I just don't know. I poked him a couple times. I said, Tom, Thomas. I mean,
you tried both names.
I tried both names, middle and first. And I don't know. Something just didn't feel right. And I called our trailer sheriff immediately and alerted the authority.
And did they ever reveal to you what happened? You say his skin was blue?
Yes, as if he were dead, Griffin.
Yeah, that's what happens when you die. Well, that implies to me
maybe like a strangulation could turn you blue. I feel like not every death is a blue death.
Oh, no, I can't confirm.
Maybe it could be very cold. Or sad.
I just thought anyone who, you know, anyone who's dead is blue. Or is that just a figure of speech?
I don't even think it's that.
Maybe.
Anyone who's dead is blue.
Gray.
All right. Well, maybe it was gray. I don't know. I could be in shock. God, this is really not what I thought it was going to be.
Did he have any sign of wound?
I didn't get a look at him. I mean, as soon as I called the sheriff, he said, Greta, stand back. And and that I did. I mean, I'm a rule follower, not a rule breaker. So I don't know what else to say.
Well, then let's go to break. Maybe you can think of some more stuff. When we come back, hopefully we can figure out what happened to Tom.
This has got to be exciting. I mean, you've heard the break so many times, and then now you get to experience it.
Oh, yeah, where we all sit here for 10 seconds, we listen to the music, and we go right back in without talking.
I can't wait.
We'll be right back. And we are back on Kill to Death. I'm still here with Bones.
Yeah, listen to this smile.
Fresh, you know,
pearly whites.
Teeth are a bone.
That's right.
Maybe you're called Bones because of your great smile.
That would be the best reason to nickname someone Bones. For their award-winning smile. Yeah, I hope that's what it is. Everyone says I have a face for podcasting.
Beautiful smile.
Beautiful smile.
And I'm also still here with Greta.
Hi.
Hi. You are a 40-year-old woman, midwife.
Oh. Well, yes, oh. Yes. I'm, to hear it back said back to me that way. You are a 29-year-old man. It's fun, isn't it?
You live at Rose Trailer Park. This is a trailer park in Michigan. It's very community-based, it sounds like, maybe more so than most trailer parks. There's a whole system in place, a little town, a commune vibe. You all go together to get your water from the well. You bring it back. You're against pipes. You're against stairs. You have slides leading to and from every building. And you dispose of your waste on the Amtrak train because of a deal you made with the government where you got to put your buckets of poo and pee onto this open convertible train where the guy at the back of the train pumps it all the way to the Pacific Ocean. In exchange, the government gets all your kids. They get first dibs on hiring them for any job they want. You were actually in charge of the child department for the mayor's wedding, for the planning committee. This was last summer. Mayor Paul got married to Christabel finally, and you were part of the planning committee with, at the time, your friend of 40 years since birth, Tom, as part of your children planning duties. You were hanging ribbons in the hall. That's when Tom came in and said something unforgivable. He says, "You have something in your teeth." Mm-hmm. That is the last time you talk to Tom for months and months and months. Cut to a few days ago. In between the Michigan's trailer and the Johnston's trailer, laying on the path was the body of Tom. You decide to give him a few pokes. You use all his names ranging from Tom to Tom to Thomas. Eventually, you call the sheriff who tells you to stop doing that. He was blue, indicating that he was dead, and no other noticeable sign of wound, but that's also because you could have shock.
Are you like that? Your first ever recap. You've heard it done so many times, and now it's your life being recapped.
I'm honestly, I didn't think I'd feel so shy about this. I thought I'd come here and blow you all away, honestly, with my charm.
Did you have something prepared, or an anecdote that's your go-to at parties or something?
I really couldn't. I couldn't. No, all right. All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hold on. Summer.
Summer who?
Summertime. Summertime I do my homework, and summertime I don't.
Honestly, that's not bad. If you were a child in school, that would have got me.
If you were a child in school.
Well, I mean, my audience is mainly newborns, so, you know, I have to cater.
Right.
How much homework do they have on their plates? I guess the government wants to start them young.
Tons. I mean, we are outfitting pencils to newborn hands. Honestly, I can't do it by myself any longer, but I do what I can.
Where does your responsibility with a child stop? How old do they get before you say goodbye?
The hospital, the trailer hospital.
You guys have a trailer hospital.
Yeah. St. Margaret's Catholic.
Trailer. Trailer. Are these mobile? Can they get pulled around, or are they the ones that are like semi-permanent in the ground?
They're mobile. Yeah.
Do you guys ever change around spots just for fun? Keep
no.
it fresh?
No.
Okay.
Not since 19. My pager.
Oh, well, answer it.
Okay, all right. Hello?
Could I call you?
I'm gonna have to take this, Griffin. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to call?
I'll wait. Yeah, I can. I can.
You
want to
call? Just join me. Just put me in that call.
Okay. All right. I'll
just
add you.
Add me to
oh
the
God.
Other one.
Okay.
He's fine.
Griffin, just be cool and don't talk about. Okay. Go. You're on.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Who or how?
And both.
Griffin. Good.
Well, impossible to know which answer was for which, so I will call you. Good. Greta, good to see you. I don't know what this is, but I had to call you in an emergency. something has gone awry at St. Margaret's. Bethany has given birth.
Oh,
it's all over. I had to do it.
I'm so sorry, Mary Paul.
Your sash is wet.
Yes.
I thought that I could get there inside. And she didn't have, she wasn't even dilated. I thought I had time. I thought I had time to do this. I'm sorry,
well,
Mary Paul.
You had time to do a podcast. That much is clear. And now the baby is out there. The pencil is in his hand. The wheels are in motion. So, sorry. It's been done. But anyways.
Your paycheck.
Oh, you will not be paid for this. You weren't there. You weren't there. Sorry.
That's 9 months
there.
Down the tube.
Out
of the tube.
Oh, sorry, no tubes. Into the bucket.
Yeah, babies are not born into a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, they're born into a tube?
That's where the poo goes. You think we put it in the same bucket where a poo goes? Really? Trying to run a society here. Baby's born into a bag.
Like a big garbage bag you kind of hold up?
It's not called, we don't call them garbage bags here. Because they're where babies go to. They're called baby bags.
Where do you put your garbage?
Into diapers.
Strollers. I mean, the strollers have wheels.
Yes, and then we push them down the hill.
And then you just don't see it again?
Not my problem anymore.
You guys have a pretty efficient system going on there.
Yes, I run a very tight ship, though I know nothing of the sea.
How long ago were you elected mayor? I'm curious about how your government kind of functions there.
13 years. It's a 15-year term, so I'll be coming up for re-election soon. Recently married. I've had a marvelous big wedding that a great many people attended. Everyone in the park attended. And a lot of people there promised to vote for me once again. So I think things are looking pretty good. What's the scuttlebutt, Greta? People are generally happy with the park. We're doing pretty well. No?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't have my good ear up. I missed what you said about me at the end there.
Shaking my confidence. I was asking, taking the temperature of the park here. Generally, people are happy. Things are going well, or
thrilled. I mean, happier than ever. I mean, I've never seen us so happy.
Wonderful. Ever since we stopped moving around any of the trailers, things have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Stay put. That's what I say.
Hey, psst, Greta. Are people generally scared of Mayor Paul?
Mayor Paul is a great man, but he comes from a long line of Mayor Pauls, and they hold a. There's a lot of power in the trailer park. He's gonna.
Have a button.
He's talking to you.
Oh, sorry about that. I think maybe we were on mute.
What's it? I was talking to a fan.
Oh, you told a fan that you have a button?
No, they take a button. It says Paul on
very,
it.
Very nice.
Handing out Paul buttons. A vote for Paul next fall is what I say. It's not really next fall, but I've been saying that. I said that for my last campaign. I keep saying that, and then I believe it's 2025.
Now, how are elections run? Because just from the word on the street is that maybe you're from a family of mayors.
Well, yes. One of my family members will be put up for election, and everyone will vote for them, and then they are elected mayor. Excellent. There's a grand ceremony. Everybody comes, and then there's a party afterwards.
Yeah, it's incredibly fun.
Mayor Paul, let's say someone moves a trailer. Let's say someone puts garbage in a garbage bag.
No, you don't move a trailer, and the garbage bags are not garbage bags at all. They are for babies.
So, in that situation, what are the disciplinary actions at Rose Trailer Park?
Right.
Yes, of course. Well, it goes without saying that you you will be removed, and so will your trailer.
Like from the face of the earth?
In a sense, because you will be locked in your trailer, and the door will be welded shut, the windows boarded up, and then the trailer will be dropped into the Pacific Ocean.
And I think it's wonderful.
Which is why we run a very tight ship. Again, oh, I said it again. I don't run it. I don't know anything about ships. A group of we run a very tight group of trailers. We're a community.
Did you know? Did you know Tom being so close with the community?
Of course, I knew Tom. Honest to a fault, but a brilliant man.
Did you ever take umbrage with his tone?
Not so much his tone. Just once he told me it looked like I had poo on my pants. You see, I had a big speech that night. I was going to be telling everyone about new trees that I was planting and some of the fences that I was going to be tearing down. And I'd sat in one substance one substance earlier in the day, which didn't really matter because later I sat in poo. And then when I went to go up on stage, he did mention to me. At the time, he was my speech writer. And at that time, I did fire him. Because that's not what a friend does.
It really isn't. And to have fired him, Mayor Paul, that was the right move. Absolutely well deserved. I don't see.
But you two were close. You two were close, and this is why I put him on in charge of children at my wedding with you. I mean, no one knows children better than you.
Oh yeah. I mean, Sierra. Just above that, the same day, I'm the expert, obviously. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, welcome. And you now have the opportunity to vote for me in 2 years.
And I will.
Exciting times ahead.
Yes.
Everyone gets the little ballot. It just has my name on it. You get to fill in the circle. Exciting day.
I will be playing the trumpets.
Please don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Paul?
They're decorative.
Don't touch those. They're antique and they don't work.
Well, everything's good, so we could probably head off.
Well, it's good that you're both here. This is Kill
Thank
to Death.
You.
I have a question, and Greta, I know you and Tom didn't talk anymore, but perhaps you still saw him around the park. It sounds like awkward encounters and stuff. My question for both of you is, when is the last time either of you had seen Tom alive?
I kind of saw him around every day, grocery shopping, you know, running errands, raking.
At the store trailer.
At the store, Trailer Loblaws, and you know, just that sort of thing, but nothing formal. I didn't see him formally.
I saw him quite formally. We were at a ball together, and that was the last time I saw him.
The state ball.
It was the state ball.
The state ball?
Everyone from Michigan was there. It was a very big room.
Well, so Greta, you would have been there as well.
To be clear, everyone's invited. Not everyone can fit in the room. So eventually they have to start turning people away. They just dance outside. But as many people as we can pack into that room, we do. I saw him there. And he seemed a tad fearful to say anything to me, which is ridiculous because I'm the nicest mayor we've ever had. And so he scuttled around and kind of muttered under his breath. And I was like, oh, God, just grow up.
Do you think maybe it's because you had poo on your pants and he was worried he was going to tell you?
Griffin.
Oh, I know that's why.
Oh, what? I don't live in a trailer. He can't weld my door shut and drop me in the ocean.
I don't know.
We don't do that simply for telling someone that there's poo on their pants. We just fire them. And I can't fire you from
into
this
the
position.
Ocean in a locked trailer.
No, strike one. Fired from your job. Strike two. Fired into the ocean. And that's baseball. But the point is, We had a very minimal conversation. He seemed awfully skittish and scared, but it couldn't have been of me. So perhaps he was scared of something else.
Now I'm interested.
You are interesting. I like you.
Now I'm interesting. I've had basically a rich, full life, and I have a lot of stories because of it. But
ooh,
also,
good. Tell us one.
I already told you about the time that I sat in gum and then sat in brown and then my friend wouldn't tell me and I had poo on my pants.
You didn't tell me this story. Let's hear it.
Okay, so that happened basically at one of the earliest shows of the night, and the friend later admitted to me that they saw it in the green room before I even went on stage in front of a crowd, and they chose not to say anything. Then we traveled together on the TTC to a different show and performed together on a different show, and they still didn't tell me.
What else combined with gum makes it look like poo?
I don't know what it was.
Can I ask a question about this? Is if the friend had told you about this, what would you have done? What would have your solution been? Is it not best to live in ignorance and bliss?
Well, you see, that first theater was about a 10-minute walk from my house. So I could have easily gone and got another pair of pants and come back for basically almost all of that entire show.
I don't think that a friend recalls that it was that bad.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was so interesting. I loved it.
Yes, I've had a rich, full life. Oh, now, but what I'm interested in is it sounds like Tom's demeanor got him in a lot of trouble with a lot of people. If you're being that honest and ticking that many people off, perhaps it was with the wrong person.
Mm.
Or about something so extreme.
Perhaps, yes.
Like a Michigan or a Johnston.
A Michigan? You don't want to get them mad. They were, of course, giving a speech at the Michigan State Ball, such as their right.
Their speech was called Welcome to Our Ball.
Yes, exactly. And the state was named for them, and rightfully so, because of how notable they are. And that's interesting. You think that he perhaps pissed off a Michigan. Can't imagine what he would have said. The Michigan's tie was undone. Glasses were askew. He'd missed a spot when he was shaving.
Shoelace.
There was toothpaste on his sweater. He looked
mom's
good.
Mom's baguette.
What'd you say, mom's baguette?
Toothpaste on his sweater, mom's spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, yeah, it's very possible.
Please.
Okay, Mayor
freely.
Paul. I will. it doesn't matter now because he's no longer with us, but it was made known to me, not that I didn't do it. Tom was planning to leave.
What? Leave the park?
Yes,
and then
I
come
don't,
right
I,
back.
Because that would be fine.
Because that's okay.
Leave for good. Drop his keys off at the gate and go.
No, okay. Well, no one leaves Rose Trailer Park.
I know. I wouldn't either, and I don't see why. But I just through the grapevine kind of heard this, but you know.
Well. I hadn't heard this, but I'm sure if someone had heard it, they would have murdered him immediately.
Well, I was just wondering if maybe he wanted to leave because he pissed off a Michigan and needed to get out of there. But it could also have been you.
Oh, not me. Look
no,
at his
no,
hands.
No, Mayor Paul.
His hands haven't killed anyone.
Things Mayor Paul is done. Also 2 feet tall.
2 feet tall. Wouldn't know it to look at me, would you?
No, it's just basically your face on Zoom.
That's right.
Oh.
Okay, so it was... Oh, you know what? Greta, can we talk for a second?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah?
Do you think Mayor Paul did this? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, I wouldn't put it past him. And you know this, he's acting like he didn't know that. But just know he has a lot of informants. The Michigans, the Johnsons, they all inform Mayor Paul. Everything goes back to Mayor Paul. And I feel like it's, I don't know. I didn't come here to just, I just, maybe I thought indirectly I could just tell you what things are like at Rose Trailer Park.
Do you think it was all those awkward run-ins and he couldn't take any more being in the same park as his ex-friend who he let down so poorly? And that's why he needed to leave, and that's why he was planning on getting out?
Wait, so you think that I could potentially have something to do with this?
Oh! Indirectly!
Oh, this is going to make my hair fall out even more. I don't know, but Griffin, I came on here to kind of maybe expose this, and I want you to tell the world what Mayor Paul has done. Only you can.
Okay. People trust me. It's the gravitas in my voice.
You've got tens of millions of listeners monthly. I there's an audience here. We could really take them down.
Okay, I'll get them.
What were you two talking about?
Mayor Paul.
And don't lie to me, I have informants. They'll listen to the show and tell me what happens.
In that case, first of all, you have poo all over your pants.
Well, I never.
You are covered basically head to toe in what looks like a thick layer of... It's gotta be shit. There's flies, Mayor Paul.
They are... Those are my pets. They're around anyway. Fine. Could be any sort of thing. This is a sort of emperor's clothes situation where nobody had the guts to tell me that I've been covered in poo this whole time. But you had the guts. I like your gravitas.
It's my voice.
I want you to do, on this incredibly popular show, I want you to expose Greta for what she's done.
What has she done?
She was the one who drove Thomas to leave. It's their feuding.
Oh, you heard our conversation.
I have informants everywhere. You need to expose her now on the show. Do it. Do it.
Mayor Paul, I expose you.
What?
You run a corrupt government at the trailer park. It's not love, it's fear.
No, they love me. Everyone loves me.
And that's no basis for government. That will crumble.
No.
There is a resistance, Mayor Paul.
Fear-run governments are some of the finest governments we have.
You have two more years, and then you are done.
No. No.
You thought I was going to say, you have two more years, and then more.
That's what I thought you were going to say, which is true. God damn it. I demand that you don't release this episode.
I am running for mayor of Rose Trailer Park in 2025.
Oh, no. Well, you just made yourself the enemy of the century, and it's me, and I will win.
Thanks for having me on. Head to toe in poo.
And I'm 2 feet tall. Well, thanks for having me on.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. It was Mayor Paul.
Indirectly.
Greta, we've done it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is really all I could have hoped for.
Greta, you're getting blasted into the freaking ocean, I'll tell you that. Man.
I live in a house.
No, her. I heard it all.
Oh, okay.
She's getting blasted straight in the ocean. And by that, I mean we drive the train. We just keep driving the train. It goes. Tracks go right into the ocean.
And do you hook the trailer up to the back of the train?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And that whole train's going in the ocean.
Open roof.
And I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. You can follow Killed to Death Podcast on Instagram or KGD Pod on X. That's right. We are still cooking on X. We thought it was going to be done after a week or two.
Turns out it's the same website, just worse.
You can email killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com if you have a suggestion for a murder. And there's one other thing to say, Steve.
It's my one other thing. And it's a movie podcast called Griffin and I, what the hell? It's called Griffin and I, what the hell? And it's Griffin and I guessing a movie. It's Griffin and Steve guess the movie, which is a movie guessing game show that we play with each other on over on Sonar Plus. So if you're an Apple Podcast listener, go check it out. It's got tons of episodes and you can play along at home.
And they're shorter episodes and it's only bi-weekly. It's less work than listening to this.
Yeah. So you should actually like it more.
This is hard. And we're going to turn now to Greta. Greta, it sounds like maybe you're going to be dropped into the ocean. But if not, is there anything you would like people to check out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would make a lot of sense for you to check out Laura's Instagram page because she's going on tour in 2024. I won't be able to catch any shows, but you certainly could.
What are some of the places?
Australia, New Zealand, Amsterdam, Berlin, Milano, Brighton, and more.
You're going to Brighton?
Yeah.
In the UK?
Steve knows Brighton.
That's my new UK. Football team that I follow.
No way. I'll make sure to say hello, hello, hello.
Say it's what up
to all the lads on the team?
Yeah. Say hi to me.
Yeah. Brighton, Bristol. Yeah. It just realized, I mean, the city routing is still getting finalized, so.
But anywhere in the globe that you are, check out the Instagram. Maybe it'll be you.
Exactly. Yes. Can't wait. XOXO.
Greta.
Greta.
Yeah, we're done the movie thing, and I forgot to say it. I made a note of it so I could say it earlier for my movie segue.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Let's hear Steve's big movie segue where he is going to transition into his plug for Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie.
Yeah, I wrote down, I've heard of Bullet Train, but Bucket Train?
You wrote that down?
Wrote that down earlier when you were talking about all the buckets on the train.
Keel to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Keel to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.